Good afternoon.
各位下午。
There are basic practices a believer should have in his or her life.
今天我们所要讲的是关于一些信徒的一些最基本的行为。
They will foster spiritual growth and ultimately bring glory to God.
这些最基本的行为呢，可以帮助我们在属灵上的成长，以及最后荣耀与神。
They are simple and important.
这些听起来比较简单，但是呢，非常重要。
A new believer should get started on them right away.
对一个初信徒来说，他们应该马上去实践这些行为。
But all believers can work at them for our entire lives.
当然了，对于所有的信徒，我们应该在一生中都应该学习这样的功课。
The last message in this series on such basics explained how we listen to God in His Word.
今天是这一系列讲座的最后一节，就是说关于我们怎样听神的话。
Other believers can help us at each step.
当然，其他信徒可以帮助我们。We
listen to others read.
我们也可以听他们在读圣经。Teachers
explain the sense of God's word.
教师呢，可以帮助我们解释神的话，神的意思。Fellow
believers exhort us to apply God's word.
其他信徒可以教导我们应该如何应用神的话。They
help us to do it.
就是说，叫我们行出神的话。
Helping one another is an essential part of the Christian life.
其实在信徒之间互相帮助是一个最基本的基督徒生活的一部分。Jesus
has joined together true believers into one body, His body.
耶稣把所有的信徒连接在合而为一，成为他的身体。The
bread and cup which we share regularly remind us of this truth.
我们经常在使用的冰 饼和杯一直在提醒我们这个真理。The
Corinthians took a common loaf, broke it, and shared it.
当初哥林多人啊，他们就拿起一块饼来掰开了，然后一块分给大家。It
reminded them and us of the common life which we share in Christ.
从这个比喻当中，就是可以再次提醒我们在耶稣中，我们所享有同样的生命。
Every believer should be concerned how to live together with other believers as the body of Christ.
每一个信徒都应该关注怎样跟其他信徒生活在一起，成为耶稣的一个身体。We
need to understand three basic truths in this regard.
关于怎样活出这个耶稣的身体，我们应该理解三个简单的真理。First,
God has designed the church in such a way that believers function together as with parts of a body.
第二真理就是说，神设计的教会呢，就是说使每一个信徒连接在一起，成为他的身体。Second,
God has revealed to us certain purposes for this design.
第二真理就是神告诉了我们，教会之所以会选择这样运行的目的。Third,
this divine design of the church as a body places upon each believer certain responsibilities.
最后一个真理就是说，教会之所以这样。 之所以成为神的肢体，是因为，也赋予每一个信徒有不同的责任。Two
longer passages in the New Testament particularly reveal God's design of the church as a body.
在新约当中有两段很长经文讲述了神是怎样预示，他是怎样设计教会的。There
are Ephesians 4 and 1 Corinthians 12.
就是以弗所书4章和哥林多前书12章。
A shorter but equally important passage is Romans chapter 12, verses 1-8.
在罗马书12章1-8节中，这是一个比较短的经文，也是说明一个相同主题。Verses
12 and 13 of 1 Corinthians 12 are pivotal verses in the chapter.
就是在哥林多前书12章12-13节经文当中是一个最最主要的经文。Could
you read those?
我把这两节经文读一下。 就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，乃是一个身子。基督也是一样。13节，我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成为成了一个身体，得隐于一位圣灵。In
verses 14 to 26, Paul discusses the interaction of the parts of the body.
在保罗的14到26节经文当中，保罗讨论论述有关肢体之间的互动。In
verse 27, he makes this important application.
在第二十七节经文中，保罗提示了怎样来应用。
Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
他是这样写的，你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
Being a body together has three aspects: inclusiveness, unity, and diversity.
作为一个身子，这里面有包括三个层面，就是说有包容性，第二点是团结性和多样性。
Inclusiveness means that each and every believer in Christ is part of just one body.
关于第一点就是包容性，就是说每一个信徒其实都是身上的一个肢体。
God promised us as part of the new covenant to give His Spirit.
在新约中，神与人立的约，神要给人他的灵。
John had foretold that Jesus would baptize with the Spirit.
在马可福音，约翰预告说，耶稣是用圣灵来受洗的。
Jesus had commanded that his disciples wait for the baptism with the Spirit after his ascension.
耶稣也嘱咐他的门徒们说，要等到他升天以后，就可以用圣灵来受洗。
Peter identified the baptism with the Holy Spirit with the apostles' experience at Pentecost.
彼得呢，也在五旬节以后，用他自己的经历见证了圣灵的洗礼。
Since Pentecost, Jesus has placed every true believer into His body through His Spirit.
自从五旬节以后呢，耶稣用他的圣灵把每一个信徒放在他的身体中。
We all form the body of Christ.
我们每一个信徒都称为耶稣的身体。
Each one of us is a part of it.
我们在座每一个人是其中的一个肢体。
Whether a believer wants to or not, the believer is connected with all others who are in Christ.
不管是信徒想要不要，但是呢，信徒不可否认的是，所有的信徒还是都互相联系在一起。
It is not a matter of our choice.
就是说，它不是我们的选择。
It is a fact.
这是事实。
It's a reality because God has made it so.
这也是现实，因为神是这样造的。
The issue for the believer is how he or she will live in light of that truth.
当然，对于信徒来说，他们的问题就是他们应该怎样来面对这样的真理。
The second aspect of functioning as a body is unity.
关于一个身体的第二层面就是团结性。
There is unity in the body of Christ.
在耶稣的身子里面体现出团结。
We are united as one body because we share the same life.
我们所有的人合而为一，因为我们享有同样的生命。
We are united because we all have the same head.
我们都合而为一，因为我们都有只有一个头。
Because we are united together, we affect one another.
因为我们是合一的，所以说我们在座每一个人都会对其他人产生影响。
Just as one body part affects the entire body, so also each believer as a part of the body affects the entire body.
我们都知道，我们身上每一个肢体都会影响其他的身体的一部分，所以说，同样的，一个信徒可以轻易地影响到整个群体。
If one part suffers, the whole body suffers.
如果一个肢体受难，其他肢体也会受难。
If one part is honored, the whole body rejoices.
如果一个肢体感到荣耀了，那整个身体都会得到荣耀。
Again, this is not a matter of choice for true believers.
再一次，这对所有信徒来说，这不是一种他们的选择。
There may be times when you wish that one part of your body did not affect the rest, but that does not change the facts.
当然，有的时候我们会想，也希望我们身肢体一部分不会影响其他肢体，但是呢，其实这不能只是你的一厢情愿。
It is equally as true in the body of Christ.
所以说，对耶稣的身子来说也是一样。
We are united together because God has made it so.
我们所有的人合而为一，因为神是这样做，这样造我们的。
We need to live correctly in light of this truth.
所以说，我们应该在这个真理当中过义的生活。
Some believers have a tendency to withdraw from the body and do their own thing.
当然我们知道有一些信徒他们想离开这个身子，他们要自己过自己的生活。
They act as if they are not vitally connected to other believers.
他们有时的行为表现出来好像他们跟其他信徒是没有任何关系。
But what if your hand decided to go on holiday?
万一你的手决定了他不想今天不想干活会怎么样？
What if it acted as if it were not really part of the body?
万一你的手不顾你的身子而一意孤行会怎么办？
I don't have to be around today.
David 如果说他不想在这
，The rest of the body can do without me。
他剩下肢体可以去做工。
That would be a health tragedy。
所以说，我想，对于身体来说是一个非常悲惨的。
It's also a tragedy in the body of Christ。
同样的，对于耶稣的身子，这也是个悲剧。
A third aspect of functioning as a body is diversity。
作为耶稣身子的第三层面，就是说。它的多样性。
There is diversity in the body of Christ.
在耶稣的身上，我们可以看到他多各种各样肢体。
Although there is just one body, there are many different, unique parts.
尽管只有一个身子，但是我们有很多不同的肢体。
There are different abilities.
不同肢体，不同的能力。
We use these abilities in different ways.
在我们在不同情况下用不同的肢体。
There are also differing effects.
当然了，不同肢体会产生不同的效果。
This all arises from the one Spirit who gives these abilities.
所以这些都是出于一个圣灵的缘故。
There is one Lord who directs them.
因为只有一个基督来指引这些肢体。
There is one God who works the effect.
因为只有一个神在起作用。
But there is nonetheless great diversity.
不管怎么说，我们可以看到确实是有多样性。
God designed diversity in the body so that the body can do together more than any single part could do alone.
神之所以设计身子的多样性，乃是以至于这因为它是有目的。这样的话，我们一个身体可以做很多，比所有的肢体可以加起来所做的功还要多。
God created individual parts to be different for very good reasons.
神创造了每一个肢体的不同的肢体是有原因的。
We as believers are also united in diversity.
我们作为信徒来说，是在多样性上是合一的。
We need one another.
因为我们互相，我们需要，我们互相需要。
We cannot depreciate our own part by thinking that it's less and not needed.
我们不应该忽视自己，不重视自己的肢体。
We cannot elevate another part by thinking that it can exist without the others.
我们也不应该提升其他肢体，以为他们比我们更重要。
Together, we are more than any single part can be alone.
只有我们当我们合一的时候，我们才能成就单个肢体不能做的。
We experience this almost every Sunday.
其实在每个礼拜天的时候，我们都能看到这样。
One person preaches.
一个人在讲道。
Others have prayed.
其他人在祷告。
Someone has set up the chairs and the sound system so you can listen.
其他兄弟来把这个桌子椅子和音响系统准备好，这样的话其他人可以听。
We can fellowship together afterwards because some have set up the refreshments and served them.
在讲到以后呢，我们可以有一些团契，因为有其他人有很多兄弟姊妹给我们提供一些甜点。
No one person could do all of this and do it well.
没有一个人可以做所有的这一切，并且呢都做得非常好。
But together we experience a profitable time.
但是呢，只有合一的时候，我们才会有一个有效的时间。
Just as a body is united yet made of many parts, so also are believers united in Christ, but many individual interdependent parts.
就像一个人身子上，他有很多肢体，但是呢，这些肢体都是合而为一的。同样的，对一个信徒来说。所有的信徒在基督里面都是合而为一，但是这些不同的信徒呢，他们互相需要。
God has specific purposes for this special design.
第二点，今天我们说的就是说，神之所以这样设计，是有他目的的。
This is the second basic truth concerning how believers live together as the body of Christ.
这也是一个第二个基要真理，关于信徒们是如何在基督的身体里面生活。
One purpose is revealed in Ephesians 4.
其中一个目的是在以弗所书四章中这样提示。
God has designed the church as an interconnected body so that believers might better mature.
也就是第一个目的就是说，神把教会设计成为互相关联肢体，以至于信徒们可以不断成长。
Spiritual maturity is clearly the purpose of this design, as seen in the repetition of this idea in the passage.
这个属灵的成熟显然是这样设计的目的。
Verse 12 indicates that God gave specific gifts in order to equip believers unto the building up of the body of Christ.
在经文十二节中这样写道，神给每一个人的恩赐都不一样，所以各尽其职建立基督的身体。
In verse 13, it says that God has the purpose that the church becomes mature or attains mature manhood.
在13节经文中，他是这样说的：神的目的、神的计划是只等到众人在真道上同归于一，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Verse 15 says that we are to grow up into Christ, who is the head of the church.
在接下来15节经文中，他又说：我们只有在基督里面不断长进。
Verse 16 brings together both growth and building up.
在16节经文当中，他把成长和建造联系在一起。
From him, that is Christ, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
经文我再把16节经文再读一下。全身对靠他联络的合适，百各节各安各。各节各安各职，照着身体，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Spiritual maturity is also a joint effort.
第二个层面就是说，灵敏成熟也是一个共同的效果。
Some gifts equip so that all the believers are prepared for works of service. Verse 12.
每个信徒都有不同的恩赐，只有每个信徒各尽其职，我们才可以做工。
We speak the truth to one another in love so that we all grow up into Christ. Verse 15.
在十五节经文中，我们用爱心说诚实的话，这样凡事可以长进。
With Christ as its head, the whole body grows and builds itself up. Verse 16.
只有耶稣是头，这样整个身子才能不断增长和成熟。
Some parts, supporting ligaments, aid in keeping the other parts connected and hence growing together.
联络肢体的联络的肢体把其余的肢体都连接起来，从而合而为一，一同成长。
Paul also explains his purpose in 1 Corinthians chapters 13 and 14.
保罗也在哥林多前书13、14章中这样解释这个目的。
We don't want to remain immature infants according to the Ephesians passage.
保罗在以弗所书这样提到，我们不希望信徒们不要成为一直是婴儿。
The infant is untrained and not knowledgeable.
因为婴儿是无知的。
They are easily deceived.
他们很容易被欺骗。
They are tossed back and forth by every new teaching that comes along.
他们很容易被一切异教之风而摇摆。
But to grow out of this stage, we need one another.
当然了，从婴儿期长大，我们需要互相帮助。
We need not only those who teach, but others to speak the truth in love.
我们不仅需要教师，更需要用爱心来。用爱心来说诚实的话。
I believe that the danger today in this area is at least as great as it was in the early church.
David 牧师相信，我们现在所遇到的诱惑一点，跟那个早期教会相比一点都不会少。
We are flooded with information which may be false and deceptive.
我们每天都面对很多很多的消息，其中有的是假的，有的是不真实的。
Our culture may influence us not to speak the truth when we should.
有时候我们个人的文化，成长文化也会影响我们不要说真话。
We are afraid that someone will lose face.
因为我们会担心，如果我说真话的话，他们会令其他人会失去面子。
We need desperately to be anchored in the truth.
所以说，我们应该以真理密不可分的联系在一起。
This happens best when we function together as a body.
至于当我们合二为一，成为一个身子的时候，这才能发生。
Another purpose for God's design of the church as a body is His glory.
第二个目的就是神把教会设计成他的身子的目的，就是他要荣耀他。
He wants to reveal His glorious presence in the church to the world around us.
神希望通过世界各地教会来荣耀神的存在。
This purpose is actually expressed more clearly in another figure, that of a building or a temple.
其实这样的目的更确切的可以通过这个圣殿来体现出来。
Paul links the figure of the building with being a people or a household in Ephesians 2, verses 19 to 22.
保罗在以弗所书二章十九到二十二节中，他把圣殿跟人跟信徒联系在一起。我把以弗所书二章十九到二十二节经文读一下。这样，你们不再做外人和客旅，是以圣徒 同国，是上帝家里的人，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各方靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同样被建造，成为上帝借着圣灵居住的所在。
The figure is a building and a temple, but God is joining people together like a body which grows.
在这里面是指的圣殿，但是呢，神把信徒们就像身体一样联系在一起。
Peter also does not keep a purely mechanical or inorganic picture of a building in 1 Peter 2 verse 5.
在彼得前书的二章第五节中，彼得也不仅仅是指这种圣殿是没有生命的。
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood.
他是这样说的，你们也就像活石，被建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司。
We are living stones.
我们是活石。
God brings us together into a living spiritual relationship with one another.
神把我们通过活的圣灵的联系，合而为一。
We function as a priesthood, not simply a building.
在这，我们不光光是一个圣殿，而是呢，作为一个圣洁的祭司。
This building is an organic entity.
所以说，通过这个比喻，我们可以看到这个圣殿，这个房子变成有生命。
But why use the figure of a temple?
这个我们会问，为什么这里面会用？我们要只用那个圣殿呢？
Because the temple was the place where God revealed His presence to man.
因为我们知道圣殿是这个地方，神通过这个圣殿来预示他的存在。
Although God needed no house, He chose to reveal His presence in the temple in Jerusalem.
尽管我们神不需要家，但是呢，他选择通过在耶路撒冷建造圣殿来预示他的存在。
This was a picture which the readers could understand.
因为只有通过这个这样的图片、这样的房子，我们其他木教徒可木道友才能理解。
Jesus prayed in John 17 that his followers have unity.
耶稣在约翰十七章中这样祷告，因为他希望他的信徒们可以有合而为一。
He prayed that believers be united as the Father and Son are united.
耶稣祷告，他希望他的信徒们就像父亲跟孩子一样合而为一。
Jesus accomplished this when he made us into one body.
耶稣也通过把信徒们合而为一的成为一个身子来达到他的目的。
Jesus furthermore says that he has given us the glory that the Father had given him.
耶稣也告诉我们，他把他父亲给他的荣耀也给我们了。
Believers growing together in unity.Reveal the glory of God to the world around them.
只有信徒们合而为一，这样的话才可以把神的荣耀带给整个世界。
We can only fulfill this purpose as we grow together into Christ, who is our head.
只有当我们承认耶稣是我们首领，并且在他身上合而为一，我们才可以完成这个大使命。
This design by God for the church places upon us believers responsibilities.
第三一点就是说，神通过设计这样教会。他是要给我们信徒们负一定的责任。
I would mention four such common responsibilities today.
今天 David 只向姐要介绍一下四个责任。
Future messages will deal with more.
在接下去的讲道当中，将来讲当中会讲到更多。
First, we need to be together with other believers.
第一个责任就是说，我们应该与其他信徒合而为一。
This may seem so obvious that some might think it's unnecessary to mention.
对这一点来说，可能我们会认为微不足道，大家都知道。
Yet it was a problem in New Testament days as it is in ours.
其实在新约那个时代，就像我们这个时代一样，也有同样的问题。
Some neglect to have regular quality contact with other believers.
不少信徒他们不会有经常聚会，跟其他信徒也经常聚会。
Coming together was the pattern in the New Testament from the very start of the church, as mentioned in Acts chapter 2.
在使徒行传中提到，在新约刚开始的时候，不同的信徒们经常聚集在一起聚会。
It continues to be mentioned in the Acts.
当然，在接下去所有的使徒行传中都是这样记载着。
It is often assumed in the letters that believers were meeting together regularly.
因为我们一直认为，一直这样认为，所有的信徒都是经常聚会的。
Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 also commands us not to forsake assembling together.
在希伯来书十章二十四到二十五节中告预示我们不要停止聚会。
Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
接着我把希伯来书十章二十四到二十五的经文读一下。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
We need to meet together in order to fulfill all those commands directed to one another.
我们应该经常聚会，这样我们才可以履行神的诫命。
I've counted over 40 occurrences of such commands in the New Testament.
David 牧师在新约中他数一下，一共有大概有四十处提到这样的诫命。
They must be done with others.
就是说，我们要跟其他人在一起完成。
We can only stir up one another to love and good works when we have contact with one another.
只有当我们与他人聚在一起的聚会的时候，我们才可以激发他人的爱心，彼此相顾。
We should encourage one another.
我们也应该互相勉励。
But we must have contact with one another to do that.
但是，所以这些前提就是说，我们应该要跟其他的信徒在一起。
A second responsibility is closely related.
第二责任就是说要密切，它密切联系。
We need to interact with other believers in a way that fulfills these purposes.
只有与其他信徒的互动，适当的呼应，才能达到这样的目的。
We should not be having meetings simply for the sake of having meetings.
我们不应该为了开会而大家为了聚会而聚会。
It is of little profit to be physically present among other believers, but to be gone mentally.
只有当我们把用心的参与每一个聚会，这样我们才会对于得着。
Merely attending is not enough.
仅仅去参加一个聚会，不会帮助我们什么。
Leadership in a church needs to assure that our gatherings fulfill their divinely given purposes.
当然，教会领袖应该要努力来促成这样的聚会。
Individuals need to participate in gatherings of believers intentionally.
每一个人应该努力地去参加这样的聚会。
We should plan on words that build up.
我们应该经常说一些建设性的话。
We should plan on guarding our tongues against words that tear down.
我们应该管住自己的舌头，这样不会吓到他人。
Take prayer requests with you from the meeting and pray.
就是在聚会的时候了解其他人祷告的需求，并且诚实的祷告。
We don't just meet to meet.
我们不仅仅是为了聚会而聚会。
We come together to fulfill God's purpose for the body.
我们聚会的目的呢，是要完成神他给我们的目，神在我们身上的目的。
Nevertheless, we do not accomplish every purpose for the church at every meeting.
当然了，我们清楚知道，并不是我们在每一次聚会当中都能达到最后的目的。
Some meetings may emphasize teaching and involve larger groups like this one.
有时候有的聚会会侧重于讲道，涉及到很多的信徒。
But we correct one another first privately.
当然了，如果说有疑问的话，我们可以在私下里面可以有进一步的沟通。
We meet to function as a body, but not every function of the body is worked out at every meeting.
在我们聚会的时候，就像整个身子都在做工一样，也许，在聚会也许与个别肢体他们会有不同的见解。
A third common responsibility is to become more mindful of others and less self-centered.
关于第三个责任就是要我们要经常关注他人，不要以自我为中心。
Paul says in Philippians 2 verse 3 that with humility of mind, we are to regard one another as more important than ourselves.
保罗在腓立比书二章三节中这样写道，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
We are to honor one another above ourselves, Romans 12.
在罗马书十二章十节中，保罗这样写道，恭敬人要彼此推让。
We are to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, Ephesians 5.
以弗所书五章二十一节中这样写道，当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
This goes against our sinful nature and maybe our cultural upbringing.
所以这些圣经教导有时候跟我们的一些文化，跟我们一些教育是相违背的。
When we live together as the body of Christ, I no longer focus on what I get, but on what I give.
每当我们作为一个耶稣的身子合而为一的时候，我们不应该在乎我能得到什么，而是应该问我可以做出如何奉献。
When we live together as the body of Christ, we work on understanding others first instead of making them understand us.
每当我们作为耶稣的身子在一起聚会的时候，我们应该做工来，应该做工来尽量理解他人，而不是让他人来理解我们。
This values others more highly than myself.
这就是说，我们要抬高他人。
We can observe this in ourselves by how we talk.
可以，其实我们可以通过我们怎样说话来，观察我们这个行为。
Are we formulating our response before the other person has finished talking?
我们有没有经常打断他人的说话？
Do we frequently comment that the other person is not understanding us?
我们有没有时常抱怨说其他人不理解我们？
How often do we rephrase and repeat back what we think we have heard to be sure that we have understood the other person?
我们是否经常会反问自己，我们是不是真的了解他人说的？
When I think more highly of the other person, I will strive to understand them first.
每当David 牧师尊重他人的时候，他会尽量的先去理解他们。
Before this, behind this command to be mindful of others is our understanding of the body.
理解他人目的乃是为了要理解耶稣的身子。
The body is not just one part like the eye.
整个一个人的身子不仅仅是只有一个肢体，就像一个眼睛一样。
Being self-centered acts as if the whole body were just the eye.
如果说一个人一个信徒老是以自我为中心的话，那就像他就这他就那就也就表明整个身子上好像他的整个身子就是只有眼睛了，没其他肢体。
But the eye watches out that we don't stub the toe on the bedpost.
但是呢，只有当眼睛在做工，只有当眼睛做工的时候，我们才不会摔倒。
The eye guides the bread knife to be sure that the finger does not get cut.
只有当眼睛睁着的时候。我们切面包的刀不会切到我们的手。
Our body functions with a proper concern for all the parts.
只有当整个身子做工的时候，他会考虑到其他所有的肢体。
So also should every member of the body of Christ be mindful of others.
所以说，耶稣身子的每一个信徒，属于耶稣身子的每一个信徒，也应该注意到其他的信徒，为其他信徒们考虑。
The fourth and final common responsibility is love.
对我们来说，第四个责任就是有爱心。
We need to love one another.
我们就是互相要有爱心。
Although there are many one another commands, the most frequently repeated command is by far to love one another.
在圣经当中也提到很多很多关于信徒间的诫命，其实，其中最最重要、最常提到的乃是彼此相爱。
14 out of 42 occurrences contain the command to love one another.
在圣经大概有一共有42个这样的诫命，其实其中有14个诫命就是要求我们要互相彼此相爱。
Another 2 add to a command to do it, so in love.
另外两个诫命也提到就是要我们要有爱心。
Love is not merely the manner in which we act or the motivation to act.
爱心不仅仅是指我们要有爱的行为。
Love is the lifestyle to which God has called us.
爱心其实更应该成为我们的一个生活方式。
Beyond spiritual gifts, the most excellent way is to love one another.
除了属灵的恩赐以外，最大的乃是爱。
You can find that in 1 Corinthians 13.
我们可以在哥林多前书12-31和13-13中可以找到。
We are to be patient.
我们应该忍耐。
We are to be kind.
我们应该恩慈。
We should not envy.
我们不应该嫉妒。
This is the more excellent way.
这就是更重要的。
God has saved us in Christ for a purpose.
神通过耶稣来拯救我们，
是有
目的。
He is forming us into the image of His Son.
他把我们造成就像他儿子耶稣的样子。
And He is using the body of Christ to help do so.
神通过耶稣的身子来帮助我们。
He is displaying His glory to the world.
神也把他的荣耀带给整个世界。
And he's using the body of Christ to do so.
他是通过耶稣的身子来达到这个目的。
Paul concludes a fantastic prayer for the Ephesian believers with this doxology.
保罗在以弗所曾经用这样一个颂赞的祷告。
To him, that is to God, be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
就是说以弗所书三章二十一节。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
We believers need to live together as the body of Christ.
我们所有的信徒都应该在耶稣的身上合二为一。
But remember, you are only in the body of Christ if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior.
但是大家请记住，只有当我们接受了耶稣是我们救主，我们才可以在耶稣的身上合二为一。
We have sinned, and sin requires punishment.
我们有罪，但罪呢需要付出代价。
That punishment is death.
这个罪代价乃是死。
Jesus paid that punishment in our place if we will accept it.
如果我们接受耶稣的话，耶稣会为我们死。
When we do, God not only forgives us, we receive the Spirit of God and become part of the body of Christ.
当我们这样做的时候，神不但原谅了我们的罪，而且呢，我们也从神那里得到圣灵，成为整个耶稣身子里合为一。
May the picture of the body help us understand our vital connection to one another and our responsibility to live correctly with one another.
在这我们希望通过身子耶稣身子里合为一的论道，可以帮助我们理解与其他信徒之间重要的纽带，并且呢，信徒们在生活，并且帮助我们信徒也理解在他们在生活在一起的一些责任。
阿门，
阿门。
谢谢牧师给我们的分享，我们好不好，我们在我们回应诗歌之前，我们安静然后我们思考一下刚才我们所听的讲到，可能这个讲到我们已经很有几篇了，但是我觉得这个也是我们一生所需要去